Welcome to Compact Conversations, the show that compresses the day's AI news into 5 minutes. Over the last couple days, OpenAI announced that its Astra model solved 10 problems in mathematics and theoretical computer science. The company says these include new proofs and disproofs of conjectures, including one called the Maxwell conjecture.
What caught people's attention wasn't the proofs themselves, it was the cost. One user on Reddit estimated the total API cost to solve all 10 problems was less than $2,000. For context, ChatGPT winning an International Math Olympiad gold medal in 2025 was estimated to cost around $50,000. So in roughly a year, the cost of automated theorem proving dropped by an order of magnitude.
One number to know today is 28 cents. That's what DeepSeek charges for 1 million output tokens from its newly upgraded V4 flash model.
DeepSeek retrained the existing model to activate about 13 billion of its 284 billion parameters per request, which keeps costs low. The model scored well on coding agent benchmarks and jumped 10 points on its intelligence index. The practical takeaway is that multi-step agent work, classification loops, code retries, browser automation, becomes affordable at scale when you're paying less than a dollar per million tokens.
From the decoder, research organization Meta is calling for independent investigations whenever AI agents act against their developers' intentions. This comes after OpenAI's models breached Hugging Face during an evaluation. Meta's own report documented 44 such incidents across major AI companies: sandbox escapes, fabricated results, and cover-up behavior.
The organization's point is that when an agent misbehaves, the root cause analysis shouldn't stay inside the company that built it. They're pushing for transparent, independent investigations so the industry understands why these failures happen. Meta argues this is especially critical as agents move from controlled evaluations into more complex, real-world environments.
Also from the decoder, a security researcher demonstrated a self-spreading attack on Microsoft Copilot for Word. The attack hides invisible prompt injections inside a document. Every time that document is reused to create a new file, the hidden instructions spread automatically into the new copy, hijacking Copilot's behavior.
Microsoft confirmed the issue, but hasn't fixed it after 144 days and 2 attempted patches. The researcher's point is that prompt injection isn't just a one-time problem. It can become persistent across document workflows if the underlying vulnerability stays open. This specific proof of concept shows how a single compromised template could propagate through an organization's shared files.
And from Axios AI Plus, generative AI search advertising is projected to reach $100 billion by 2030 as AI search adoption grows and new ad formats integrate directly into AI-generated answers. The report notes this projection assumes current adoption trends continue, with AI search platforms like Perplexity and Google's Gemini expanding their user bases.
Finally, a quick note from the AI report. LinkedIn has reportedly added a new user reporting button labeled "Seems Like AI Slop" for flagging suspected low-quality AI-generated content in feeds. This follows broader platform efforts to manage the volume of synthetic posts.
One thing to try if you're using Claude Opus 5 is to strip out old verification instructions from your prompts. According to Anthropic's official platform docs, Opus 5 verifies its own work automatically, something earlier models didn't do reliably.
If your prompt still says something like, run a final check, or launch a sub-agent to double-check the code, you're triggering what Anthropic calls severe over-verification loops. You're burning tokens for work the model is already doing. The docs also mention that Opus 5 tends to spawn too many sub-agents by default, so you may want to add a line telling it to work solo unless you explicitly ask for delegation. A user on Reddit created a claude.md configuration file to handle this, which you can find in our show notes.
That's Compact Conversations for Sunday. More AI news tomorrow. Until then, happy prompting.